ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। अव्यक्तो यमचिन्त्योऽयम्,
अव्यक्तो यमचिन्त्योऽयम्,
अविकार्यो यमुच्यते,
अविकार्यो यमुच्यते,
तस्मादेवं विदित्वानम्,
तस्मादेवं विदित्वानम्,
नानु शोचितुम् अर्हसि,
नानु शोचितुम् अर्हसि।
It is said that the soul is invisible, inconceivable, immutable, and unchangeable. Knowing this, you should not grieve for the body.
Bad luck. Oh, I don't know. Prasad. Ambhaktayam achintayam avikadyayam chati tasma evam viditya enam na nusuchitam arasi. So, Krishna began this teaching to Arjuna. First of all, asuchyan nanusutasam sugyavavam suhat. You are talking like learned scholar, but you are lamenting on the body, which is not at all important. Nanusutam, here also the same thing. Tasmadevam viditta enam, this body, na anusuchitam manasi. Do not be very much serious about this body. The soul is the subject matter to be considered, but the modern civilization, they are concerned with this body. Just the opposite. Krishna says, because the soul is important, immortal, therefore, tatma evam viditta, understanding of this principle, enam, this body, na anusuchitum marasi. The real factor is the soul. We have to take care of the soul, not of the body. So far as body is concerned, there are pains and pleasures like climatic changes. Agamapayana anitya. Such bodily pains and pleasures come and go. They are not permanent. Prantitikhasupara. So, you have to learn how to tolerate these bodily pains and pleasures, but you have to take care of the soul. But the modern civilization, they have no knowledge of the soul, what to speak of, taking care of it. And like animals, they are in the bodily concept of life, taking much care of the body, but they have no information of the soul and what to speak of taking care of. This is the lamentable condition of modern civilization. Animal civility. The animal simply take care of the body, has no information of the soul. So this civilization is animal civility. Mura. Mura means animal, acid. Now, if we say to the people in general, they'll be angry upon us. But actually, this is the position. Yashrāsa buddhi punapi siddhāti. He has several times expressed this verse. Yashrā āpa buddhi. Āpa means self, buddhi, has taken this body as self. Yashrāsa buddhi. But what is this body? This body is nothing but a bag of siddhāti, kapha pitta vāyu, and its by-product. By mucus, bile, and air, by interaction of these three things, just like this material world, this house, what is this house? He is a varnish vinimaya. Anything in this material world, what is that? Tejo varinit vinimayam. An exchange of fire, water and earth. Tejo varinit vinimayam. Exchange. You take earth, you take water, mixture, and put it into the fire, it becomes breeze. Then powder it, it becomes cement. Then again combine them, it becomes a big skyscraper building. So as this material world, anything you take, it is simply a combination of these three ingredients, plus air and sky, for drying. Air is required for drying. The combination of the five elements. Similarly, this body is also combination of five elements. There is no difference. But because in the big skyscraper building there is no soul, it stands in one place. But the body has got the soul, therefore it moves. That is the difference. So the soul is important. But they do not know. Just like we are manufacturing the airplane, and there is no soul. But another soul means the pilot. He takes care of it, he drives, therefore it is moving. So without soul, there cannot be any movement. Either the thing must have soul, or some other soul will take care of it, then it will move. Therefore, the important is the soul, not this material part. So anyone who is accepting this material body is very important. Just like the other day, Samaras came, they were very much eager for feeding this body, those who are starving, starvation. The starvation of the body concept of life. But there is spiritual starvation. That we are not taking care. Material starvation may be there, but actually there is not a problem. Because there is sufficient arrangement for maintaining this material body. Real starvation is of the soul. The soul is not getting spiritual food. Here, in this meeting, this is meant for giving to the starving spirit soul. And as soon as we get some spiritual food, then we become happy. That is the situation. Jayatmasam prasidati. Unless you get spiritual food, there cannot be satisfaction of the real soul. Same example. Within the cage, there is the bath. If you simply wash the cage very nicely, and cover it, and paint it, and the bath within the cage is crying, starving, what is this religion? Similarly, we spirit soul, we have been encased within this body. So our natural aspiration is to get freedom from this encasement, as much as the bird is struggling to get freedom from the cage. Similarly, we are also, we are not happy being encased. Yesterday we learned from Bhagavad Gita, soul's position is sarvavataha. Soul can go anywhere. That is, it has got this freedom. Those who are spiritually advanced by yogic mystic power, they can also move anywhere, like anima laghima siddhi. There are still yogis in India who early in the morning take bath in four dhamas. Haridwar, Jagannath Puri, Ramasaram, and Dwarka. There are still yogis. Within 1 hour, they will take bath in four places. Sarvagata, the speed. They will sit down in one place, and by yogic prayer process, within few minutes, will get up, deep in here in this water. Suppose in London you dip, take your dip in the Thames River, and when you get up, you see in Calcutta, Gandhi. There is yogic process like that. Sarvabhata. So, the spirit soul has got so much freedom. Sarvabhata. Anywhere in life you can go. But this impediment is this body, which is taking our freedom. So, if you get rid of this material body and be situated in spiritual body, it's like Narada. He can move anywhere. He's moving. His business is moving. Sometimes he's going to Vaikuntha Loka, sometimes he's coming to this material loka. He has got spiritual body. He's free to move anywhere. Spaceman. They are trying to travel in the space by machine. There is no necessity of machine. Jantrarurani Maya. The machine is made of Maya. But you have got your own power. And that is very speedy. It is being checked. Number one should be very much careful how to get this soul out of the engagement of this material body. That should be our first concern. But those who are simply concerned with this body, they are no better than the animals, cows and asses. Saiva gopha. Yashnata buddhi kunapi tidhatuti sadhik kalatra visibhoma idyadhi. Jatitha buddhi salilena karhisi. Janesu avigyinsu. Saiva gopha. Gopha. Gopha means asses and cow. So this civilization, modern civilization, having no information of the soul, it is simply a pack of animals only. Therefore, they do not care what is the resultant action of their activity. They do not care for pious, piety and vicious activities. They take everything. That is Arthuric civilization. Pravittincha nivittincha navidu asurajana. Asurajana means this rascal of asuras, atheists, fools, rascals. They do not know pravitti and nivitti. Pravitti means in his subject matter we should take interest. That is called pravitti. And nivitti means in his subject matter we shall not take interest. Or we shall try to give it up. The asurajana, they do not know. Just like we have got pravitti, inclination. Loki bhavaya amishamadda siva nityasu jantu. Every living entity has got material. There are two natures, spiritual and material. Material, the inclination of sex enjoyment and eating meat, amisha. Amisha means eating meat, flesh and fish like that. That is called amisha. Non-vegetarian means niramisha. So amisha and madda and babaya. Babaya means sex. Loki babaya amisha madda seva. Sex, indulgence and eating meat, flesh, eggs and drinking wine. Madda. Madda means liquor. The nityasu jantu. Jantu. When one is in the material world, he is called jantu. Jantu means animal. He, although he is living entity, he is not called jiva soul. He is called jantu. Jantar deho upapasthaya. Jantar. This material body is developing for the jantu. Animal. Anyone who is devoid of spiritual knowledge, he is called jantu or animal. This is the shastra thing. Jantar deho upapasthaya. Who gets this material body? Jantu. Animal. So, so long we shall get on continually get or change this material body, we remain jantu. Animal. Place of the asa deha, a jantu animal can tolerate. Or he is forced to tolerate. Just like a bullock, yoked in the car and hitting. He has to tolerate. He cannot get out of it. Similarly, when they are taken to slaughter house to be killed, he has to tolerate it. There is no way. This is called jantu. So those who are surrendered to the material nature. He has to suffer. He has to suffer. There is no way out. You have accepted this body, you must suffer. Place of the asadi, this material body means suffering. So they do not know this. They are making so many arrangements and plans how to become happy, how to become peaceful without any miserable condition. But these rascals do not know that so long you have got this material body, either a king's body or a man's body, you must have some. They do not. Therefore, Krishna says here that you take care of the soul, tasmadenam, tasmadenam viditva. Just try to understand the soul is important. You have got to lament for this body. This is already settled up. So much suffering, so much comfort you will get. Although the body material body. But because the material body is also created according to the three qualities. Karanam gunasangasya sadasavjanmajonis. When the inquiry is that why one has got the king's body and why one has got the pig's body. There are so many other bodies, 8,400,000 of different types of bodies. So why the difference is there? That difference is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Karanam. Karanam means cause. Why these varieties are born? Karanam gunasanga asya asa jivasa. He is associating with different kinds of qualities. And therefore he is getting a different type of body. Karanam gunasangas. Therefore, our business should be not to associate with the material quality. Even after goodness. Material quality, goodness, means the brahmanical quality. Sattva sama dhamma pitikha. Devotional service is transcendental to this good quality of in this material world, if someone other he has got the birth in a Brahmana family or is executing his duties exactly, a strict Brahmana, still he is conditioned under the laws of this material. Still. And what is Pita? Others, those who are in the modes of passion and ignorance, their position is most abominable. Jahanna gunavittista adhovatsantitam. Those who are in the most of ignorance, jahanna, very abominable condition. At this present moment, that is sudra, kalau sudra sambhava. In this age of Kali, everyone is in the most of ignorance. Sudra. They do not know, because they are not. The one who knows that I am spirit soul and not this body, he is Brahma. And one who does not know, he is Sudra. Kripana. Itad vidityaja prayati isa Brahma. One, everyone dies. That's not right. But one who dies after knowing the spiritual truth, just like here, the students, who are trying to understand what is spiritual life. And somehow or other, if he understands that his spirit soul at least, then he becomes Brahman. He becomes Brahman. Ekam vidhitya. And one who does not understand, he is Kripana. Kripana means miser. Brahmana means liberal. These are the Shastric injunctions. So first of all, we have to become Brahmana, then Vaishnava. Brahmana simply knows that I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi, brahma jnanati iti brahmana, brahma bhuta prasannatma. By such knowledge, one becomes prasannatma. When you see relief, as you feel relief, if there is burden on your head, and when the burden is taken away, you feel relief. Similarly, this ignorance that I am this body is a great burden. A burden of another. So, when you get out of this burden, then you feel relief. Brahma bhuta prasannatma. Means, when actually one understands that I am now this body, and so, then he has to work so hard for maintaining this body, so he gets relief. Why am I working so hard for this lump of material thing? Let me execute my real necessity of life, spiritual life. There is great relief. There is great relief. Brahma bhuta prasannatma. Na sotasi na tantra. Relief means there is a hankering. No, lamentation. These are the Brahma Buddha. So, Our actual business is to become Brahma-bhuta. So, who can become? Let us explain already. Krishna has already explained that. What did you say? Jamhina bhakanti te. Bhakanti does not give pain. Material body, then knowledge, troubles. Even this body, this is also another body. We have to carry it. So, when one is not disturbed by this bodily pain and pleasure, there is no pleasure, simply pain. Here pleasure means a little absence of pain. Just like you have got a body. What is it called? Wife? Puriya? So it is always painful. And by some medical application, when the pain is little relieved, you think that now it is happening. But the boil is there. How can you help it? So, here actually there is no happiness. But we think we have discovered so many counteractions. Just like there is disease, we have discovered a medicine. We have discovered medical college, manufacturing, big physician, MD, FRCA. But that does not mean we live. You have to die. So the boil is there. A little application of temporary medicine is made. Therefore there is no happiness at all in this material world. Then Krishna says, then why you are being happy? You have to die after all, which is not your business. You are eternal. But still, you have to accept that. Jama Mithu Janabhadi, Dukkha Ghoshanada. This is your real problem. But these rascals do not know. They think death is natural. After death, everything is finished. Now, so long I am not dying, let me enjoy Rinam Sityasitam today. Enjoyment means, according to our Indian system, their enjoyment is not meat eating, as in the Western country. Their enjoyment is eating ghee more, become chubby, fatty. That is their enjoyment. So, Charvak Muni recommended, now eat ghee and enjoy life. Kachavi, Sanat, all made of ghee, people. Then I have no money there. Where shall I get ghee? Rinam Kishya, make borrowed ghee, get ghee. Come on, black market, white market, anyway, bring money and ghee. Yes, Rinam Kishya, Ghitam Pibes, eat as much as possible ghee. Rinam Kishya, Ghitam Pibes, Javad Jive Sukham Bhikti. Jive, Sukham Jive. So long as live merrily, but nicely. That is the theory of all the European philosophers. Live merrily. But the philosopher at the end becomes paralyzed. His merriness is finished. Who is that philosopher has become paralyzed? So, they make all these theories. Not only European philosopher, Canada philosopher in India, Dr. Rana, is now brain paralyzed. So they do not understand that there is a controller we may derive it in so many ways of a happy life, but you cannot be happy, sir, so long you have got this material body. That's the fact. Janma Mithu Jarabhyadi Dukkha Dushananda. Therefore, intelligent person, they should be. Krishna is making everyone intelligent. You rascal, you are in the bodily concept of life. Your civilization has no value. It is rascal civilization. Here is the point. Janghina bhakante te purusam tulsarva. Sama dukkha sukhama dhiram. Samrita kayakalpate. Your problem is how to be re-established again has eternal. Because we are eternal. Somehow or other, we have fallen in this material world. Therefore, we have to accept birth and death. So our problem is how to, again, be eternal. That is our mitzvah. But these last cases do not know that there is possibility of becoming eternal. Simply by trying to understand, to stop, one can become immortal. Janma karma me dibbam ju jana kita. Simply try to understand Krishna, what is Krishna? Then, saptati hankuna jana naiti. Simply by understanding Krishna. Even you don't have Krishna. If you have, then you are already divine. If you see simply philosophically, try to understand the position of Krishna. But no, the mula, the rascals, they will say, we accept Krishna as a great man. We don't accept Krishna as God. The Arya Samaji say. Alright, if we accept a great man, great personality, why don't you accept his teaching? Then what kind of accepting a great personality? If you actually accept Krishna as a great personality, at least you must follow the instruction of Krishna. And now, that also does not do. And you see, they are Arya Samaj. Arya means advancing path. Degrading path. Real advancing party is Krishna conscious person. The devotees of Krishna. They are Arya. Just like Arjuna, when he was trying to neglect the instruction of Krishna, then I not fight. So he says, on Arjuna, anyone who disobeys the instruction of Krishna, he is on Arjuna. And one who obeys the instruction of Krishna, he is Arjuna. That is this. Those are the so-called Arya Dhamma. They disobey the instruction of Krishna, and still they claim to be Arjuna. Actually, they are on Arjuna Dushta. This is entirely in the Bhagavad Gita. So, Nāna Sūti Kammāsi. Krishna here says, you are eternal, your business is how to achieve that eternal position, and so far the body is concerned, antavakti mideha, this is distractible, so you should not be very much serious about this body. This is the distinction between the Vedic civilization, Arya civilization, Vedic civilization, and Anarya civilization. Anarya civilization means bodily concept of life. And Arya civilization means spiritual concept of life, how to make spiritual advancement, that is real civilization. Those who are compacting the thought of bodily comforts of life, they are all Anarya, and that is now duplicated. Don't lament on these immaterial things. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.